Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 with Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 SoC 3700mAh battery launched. Garmin Enduro 2 with up to 46 days of battery, rugged design launched for athletes. OnePlus 10 Pro Android 13 based Oxygen OS 13 Open Beta 1 released for users in India, North America. Realme Tech Life Buds T100 India launch date set for August 18 claimed to offer up to 28 hours of playback time. Spotify rolls out redesigned home with separate music podcast feeds on Android. Redmi A1 spotted on multiple certification websites tipped to feature MediaTek Helio A22. Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 is launched at the Galaxy Unpacked event as expected. Following multiple leaks and rumors, the new clamshell foldable smartphone is powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 SoC. It comes as a successor to last year's Galaxy Z Flip 3 and has a water-resistant IPX8 build with Samsung's armor aluminium frames. The Galaxy Z Flip 4 has Corning Gorilla Glass Victus Plus protection on the display and rear glass, besides the flex mode where apps will automatically adjust to fit the folded screen. Samsung has packed the flex cam feature on the Galaxy Z Flip 4 for taking photos and videos hands-free. It is backed by a 3700mAh battery. The price of the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 starts at $999, roughly ₹79,000. The phone will be available in blue, Bora purple, graphite and pink gold color options and will have 3 RAM plus storage configurations, 8 plus 128GB, 8 plus 256GB and 8 plus 512GB to choose from. Garmin Enduro 2 has been launched in the US. The ultra-performance smartwatch is aimed at endurance athletes and features a rugged, lightweight design. It is claimed to provide up to 46 days of battery with its solar charging feature. The wearable is said to aid and enhance the training and recovery process of athletes. It also comes with music control and a slew of performance and workout-related features. Other features include built-in topo active maps with multi-content coverage, an LED flashlight and Garmin's exclusive SaltQ technology to optimize battery performance. The Garmin Enduro 2 price has been set at $1,099.99, roughly ₹87,400, for a single black color model that can be purchased in the US from Garmin website. OnePlus 10 Pro smartphone models in India and North America have started getting the Android 13 based Oxygen OS 13 Open Beta 1, the company has announced. OnePlus has also said that the beta will be released for European countries as well as in the near future. The update does not have all the features of Oxygen OS 13, which will be released in the subsequent versions. Oxygen OS 13 was unveiled alongside the OnePlus 10T launch event last week in New York City. The new version of the Oxygen OS features a new anthropomorphic design. Realme Tech Life Buds T100 are all set to launch in India on August 18, the Chinese smartphone brand has announced through a dedicated landing page on its website. The new audio device will debut under Realme's Tech Life brand and is teased to feature 10mm dynamic drivers. The Realme Tech Life Buds T100 are said to deliver up to 28 hours of playtime on a single charge. They will be offered in two color options. Realme's most recent audio offerings in India is the Buds Air 3 Neo True Wireless Earphones, which were launched last month. The launch of Realme Tech Life Buds T100 is scheduled to take place on August 18 at 11:30 PM Indian Standard Time. Realme has created a dedicated microsite on its India website to tease the arrival. The pricing details of the upcoming earbuds are unknown at this moment. Spotify has redesigned its homepage to display separate feeds for music and podcast, the company announces. The streaming service is rolling out an update for its Android app, which features an updated home interface. While Spotify has also confirmed the updated design will make its way to iOS devices, it is yet to share a definite release timeline. The company claims that the new homepage will make browsing through content easier than the previous design, which combined both music and podcast. The music and podcast streaming platform has announced a new update for its app. With the new update, the company is bringing a redesigned homepage which separates music and podcast feeds. Spotify claims that this will make browsing through content a user is looking for easier. Redmi A1 has surfaced on multiple certification websites as well as a benchmarking site. The handset has been spotted on the US Federal Communications Commission database and on Geekbench. According to a tipster who shared the US FCC listing, the Redmi A1 will likely be powered by a MediaTek Helio A22 SoC. The handset has been codenamed Ice, the tipster adds. The Redmi A1 has also been spotted on the Bureau of Indian Standards database with a slightly different model number as per a report.